gets hard and can get you down. When that happens, you need a parental break.
Justin and Caitlin have been married for 4.5 years. They have one child and work together to accomplish their goals.
Justin and Caitlin will discuss all topics. They just want to give you a parental break.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, honey, this article you really want to discuss, don't you, baby?
I really don't want to.
Okay, so today's article is titled, and hang on, New Mexico woman defends teen daughter accused of throwing baby in dumpster. And to give a background story, this teen daughter is being accused because there's camera surveillance image of security camera captures her abandoning a baby in a dumpster. And basically the story goes to say that this girl is a teen, and she didn't know what to do, and all this, and, you know, need to be easy on her. And even says, people can preach all they want, they can judge all they want, but we only care about the judgment of one, she told the outlet. I'm sorry, what? This person is defending her daughter. This is her daughter throwing a newborn baby in a dumpster.
And they said it was like 36 or something.
36.
When degrees.
Yes.
It was very cold.
And this is in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Honey, how do you feel about this?
I'm really disgusted by the girl. She's 18. She is probably a senior or junior in high school. And she chose to do that and have a baby. She says she doesn't know that she was pregnant till that day
or something. Which is possible.
Yes, possible. But
I mean, you watch those shows. I don't know how true those shows are, the I didn't know I was pregnant shows. But, and honey, when you were having Addie, you really didn't show. You didn't show till almost.
I didn't show till like 6.5, 7 months, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, it's possible, but here's the thing. She made a decision to lay down.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, you didn't get your period probably for 9 months, and you didn't at one time question it one bit. And quite frankly, I'm kind of glad that she had to go through this, because at the end of the day, that wasn't a baby that was aborted. Yes, it was put in a trash can, and we're hoping it's doing okay, definitely.
Yeah, if it wasn't for those three people who were dumpster diving, which I know some like department stores, you know, outlet malls and things like that, they throw away their trash, you know, in the dumpster behind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like people like that. But I'm glad God had his hand on that little baby. And he guided those three people to get that baby while they were dumpster diving.
And people understand, there are safe haven laws out there.
Yes.
There are places you could drop a child off at an OBGYN here in South Carolina.
Yep.
And that baby will be put into foster care and will be adopted. You don't have to go this route that this girl did. And I'm sorry, you decided to lay down. And you didn't once question, well, maybe why did I have my period? Wait a minute, why am I all of a sudden having these weird cravings? What is wrong with me? You didn't. Unless you weren't showing any symptoms of pregnancy, your you decide that, oh, well, oh, here comes a baby. Okay, you know what? I'm going to make an easy way out of this and possibly kill the baby by throwing it in a dumpster.
Like, from what Inside Edition said, she put the baby in a towel, wrapped him up, and put him in a trash bag. I guess when she got to her car, she put him in the floorboard. I guess told her mom if she was there at the home, hey, I'm going to go somewhere. Something like that. And when I saw the surveillance, she didn't know that there was cameras there.
Yeah.
And some places do have that, and I'm thankful, because if it wasn't for, like I said, those three people, we could not have seen them rescue that little baby. And from what they said, the baby wasn't even crying. And there was like a 6-hour period in between when she slung him. She didn't place him gently. She just tossed him like he was a
bag of trash.
Bag of trash. Like, oh, this is no big deal.
And I'm sorry if we break our golden rule, which is no cussing. I'm sorry, because this irritates me to an extent that even the said mother that's involved didn't once question her daughter about what's going on with you. Wait a minute, why are you acting so strange? I mean, you had mood swings when you were pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
We could tell that you were pregnant. I mean, yeah, we couldn't tell outside appearance, but we could tell by mental state, by certain cravings, by certain things.
I was sick almost every morning.
And you were almost, yes, you were sick almost every morning. And I'm sorry. It's right what this store said. She's trying to defend her daughter. Why doesn't she stop shouting her mouth off and take ownership of how she raised her daughter?
Yeah.
Stop trying to protect her now. She's screwed up. You raised a terrible daughter.
But you can change. You can, you know.
And I'm sorry. I want to see some change from this. Because the mother, said mother involved, is not taking accountability for what her daughter did. Saying that, oh, they shouldn't be harsh on her. I'm sorry. You almost killed a baby. And your own flesh and blood, too. Mm-hmm. Have we sunk this low in society? That we decide that, oh, if we don't want a baby, we're just going to throw it in the trash. There is a consequence to every action you do. Yeah. I mean, possibility of, yes, let's get this right. Consent to sex is not consent to pregnancy. But you also know the risk that come with having sex. You can have a child. It's possible. And very likely. Mm-hmm. That's why parents that teach their children, when they get to that age, to use protection. Yes, protection doesn't work all the time. But understand, these are the consequences if you decide to go down this route. There is always a consequence to the action you make, even the mistakes, and even the rewards in life. I'm sorry. You screwed up, girl. You should have taken that girl, that daughter, or that child. We don't know what
if it was a boy.
It was a boy?
Yeah.
You should have taken the boy to a hospital. You should have taken the boy, to the police station. There are safe haven laws enacted that if you drop off a child, you will not face criminal charges for neglecting a child, because it will be taken in and be cared for. You have ways to figure this out. You do not have to go down the routes that you just went down, because now you have ruined your life. One, you try to have children again, people are going to question whether you should have children again. Mm-hmm. if you ever get out of jail, it's going to be a long time before you're out of jail. Because I'm sorry, you should face criminal charges for this. For child neglect, child endangerment, then you name it. Attempted murder. I honestly think that should be one of the stipulations of this.
I'm not sure if she got out or not. So I don't know.
There's probably a bail, but it doesn't say in the article yet. I'm thinking because she's 18, they don't release that information. Yes. But, you know, regardless of the situation, she's ruined her life.
Yeah.
There's no turning back from this. Even if you're supposedly somehow acquitted, which if that comes to fruition, I'm sorry, we need to question our court systems and why they're acquitting someone that's this terrible of a person to throw a child in a trash can, a dumpster, and endanger that child's life and not have to face consequences for the actions that they commit. But anyways, so we talk about this, and I will say this to parents. You can only teach your children the right things to do and the wrong things to do. At the end of the day, it comes down to choices for them. Like we said in the Christian episode, they can choose to believe or not to believe. You can't force them to do that. But let them realize, whatever decisions they make, there is always a consequence to that decision. There's always an outcome. There's always a result that you have to face. And apparently this 18-year-old, she's now 18, and now she's facing jail time because of the decisions she made. And safe haven laws allow, listen to this. All 50 states have safe haven laws that allows newborns to be dropped off without criminal penalties at designated locations. Examples, OBGYNs. Examples, hospitals.
ERs for that matter.
ERs, fire stations.
Rescue squad, I guess.
Rescue squads. Mm-hmm. You name it. Because they are designated by law if you drop off a child. Seek medical attention for that child.
I think Addie's pediatrician office has.
Yes.
They do.
Your OBGYN has one too. It's called the, I forgot.
Samuel's Law?
I think it's called David's Law. Remember what the name
Samuel
of it is.
Or David. It's one of the older lot names.
And it even says here, those include fire and police departments.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason you should go to the lengths that this person did. I understand you panicked.
And you got scared. But there's ways that you can get help.
Yes. Yes. And that's what I want to say here. There are ways to get help about these things. So, yeah. Anyways, let's talk about another situation. So, did you hear what Biden said?
Yeah.
Well, he said two things. One, that he was arrested during a civil rights movement, which was absolutely false. But, you know, we don't fact check this president. We fact checked Trump till every sentence he made. Oh, well, there's a fact check there. Well, there's a fact check here. But we don't hold Biden accountable for the lies he makes. But
makes me sick.
Anyways, but the other thing. Honey, did you know DUI is not considered a crime under Biden?
Apparently.
What? Driving under the influence is not a crime?
Are you kidding me? Number one, people can get injured, seriously killed.
Yes.
And it's the drunk driver who will get, get sent to jail. But apparently, if he or she is drunk and they get behind the wheel and kill somebody, they're probably going to go to jail for like a few minutes and then come on out. Apparently.
Yes. And see, this is what we're having problems with these whole things about police reform and all this, because people believe that police brutality is a constant criminal wave in American society, and it oppresses people and blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry, if you're going to commit a crime, you're going to see a police officer. I'm sorry, you do the crime, you do the time, yep. In my honest opinion. Same in the case of this mother, yes, you do the crime, you do the time as well. But I'm sorry, what? DUI doesn't have a crime with it? I'm sorry, if I get drunk right now and get behind the wheel and kill somebody by running them over or accidentally hitting them or, you know, causing a wreck and causing that person to die from the wreck, I'm sorry, I should face criminal activity, criminal time for that. But according to Biden, he doesn't believe that that's the case. I'm sorry. Are we being punked, Caitlin?
It seems like it.
I just don't understand this, okay? I mean, we'll even go to the extent of the guy that ran over people at the parade. Did you hear how he got out? Mm-mm. The DA, the defense attorney, district attorney, lowered his bail to the point where he could easily get out. And he already had a motive that he was going to kill these people. In fact, you see on his Facebook how he talks about killing white people.
And before, like 2 weeks or so before, he tried to run over his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife.
Yes.
Somebody in that nature at a gas station.
But see, we talk about having police reform and rolling back police laws and all this and policing the police because, oh, all police are bad. All cops are bad. ACAB, you know? But we don't hold this person accountable for the decisions they made and the decisions that they decided to do. And I'm sorry, he should have been in jail where that wouldn't have happened, in my honest opinion.
6 people has died. 1 is a child.
Yes. Yes. And I'm sorry, what? Biden wants to roll back crime laws and say DUI is not a crime. There was something else that he said, and I was like, wait a minute, what? And even the New York District Attorney... New York District Attorney wants to get rid of lower misdemeanor crimes and not have them serve jail time. I'm sorry, if you're going to do a crime, you should do the time.
Yep.
There are consequences to your actions. We keep saying this. But it just seems like it's not getting through to people in this world that's a possibility. If I'm a thief, there's a consequence for my action. No. If I murder somebody, there's a consequence for my action. I don't understand this. But then again, you heard about the Boston bomber, right?
Yep.
Receiving a stimulus check?
Shouldn't be able to.
What?
Should not be able to.
My taxpayer money, your taxpayer money, went to the Boston bomber?
No, I want my money
back. What?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. It's more than ridiculous. It's unfathomable that this happened. And I'm sorry. All these people that think that crime laws should be rolled back and there shouldn't be a crime, there shouldn't be a consequence for your action, obviously weren't taught right that every action has a consequence. And I just don't get that. But anyways. So
I'm dumbfounded. Like, I don't know what to say.
So now, because I'm sorry, this one tops the cake in this episode. Microsoft Woke is the name of the article. tech giant Microsoft trying to make world more woke by rolling out inclusiveness checker in Word. Wait, honey.
I'll pass.
So here's what they're trying to roll out. So, for example, if you say mailman, type in mailman in Word, it'll autocorrect it to postal carrier. And if you put manpower, it will change it to workforce. I'm sorry, why are we getting this woke in society? What happened to having male and female and having autonomy with, you know, male and female? Male has their own things. Female has their own things. I'm not saying we should hold males back. I'm not saying we should hold females back. But we should hold them on an equal playing field, but not to the extent that the woke media is trying to do. I mean, for example, you heard a while back the guy make a prayer and said, all men and all women.
That makes me sick too.
I'm sorry, what? Let's look up the definition of what amen means. Because apparently people don't understand what amen means. It doesn't mean man or woman. Amen is an Anyways, in the Hebrew Bible, it means affirmation. It means, common English translations of the word amen include verily, truly, it is true, or let it be so. Where does it say anything about male or female in there? What? And I'm sorry I got tongue-tied there. There I go again, getting tongue-tied again.
It's after midnight, so you know.
It is. It definitely is after midnight. But, what was I saying? Excuse me as I take a sip of water.
A sip of water.
There I go. And so it suggests more inclusive alternatives with some hilarious and baffling results. Users who write Mrs. Thatcher are told it may imply gender bias, and are prompted to change it to supposedly less offensive Miss Thatcher. And the phrase astronaut, Neil Armstrong uttered when he became the first person on the moon, is not deemed acceptable. Rather than one giant leap for mankind, he should have said humankind, yeah. Humanity. Yeah. Again, are we being punked? Because I'm starting to think we're being punked again. Because since when is it offensive to say mankind? Since when is it offensive to say amen? The new one. Since when is it offensive to say homeless? Now it's unhoused. What? Or hobo. Hobo's actually offensive now. Why is everything offensive in this world anymore? Are we this so darn offended by everything? I just don't understand this, because I don't know. And I just feel like we keep going down this path. You guys say gender equality, gender neutral, gender equality, blah, 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 blah. But yet we're getting rid of the idea of gender identity, for example, male, female, because we don't want to offend anybody. Oh, what? And, but then again, that's the way the society's going. Here's another one. It also proposes changing maid used for centuries for describing female housekeepers, to house cleaner. Other changes include headmaster, word suggests principal, mistress, word suggests lover, master, word suggests expert, manpower, word suggests workforce, there we go, and heroine, word suggests hero.
What?
Heroine, like heroine, like a woman hero.
Sorry, I thought you said something else.
Microsoft included the feature in its latest version of Office 365, a subscription service used by 250 million people worldwide, including students, office staff, academics, and writers. I'm sorry, if a student's writing a paper and has to say mankind, because that's what the book states in their report, are you really going to make them change it to man, to what was it again? Humankind? I'm sorry, we're setting up our children to fail right here. The checker can be turned on and off in a menu called Grammar and Refinements. But I'm sorry, this shouldn't even be an option. Since when have we gotten so offended by what is said in this world? I just don't understand this. And I just hope our society somehow wakes up. Because you are slowly, you guys keep saying there's gender equality, but yet there's not gender equality. Because while, you, for example, male and female have restrooms, but yet you want to include the inclusive people that are transgender and all this, therefore deleting the purpose of having men and women's restrooms. And I've said this before about this situation. You want them to feel inclusive? Give them their own bathrooms. Equality means equal for everybody in a sense that makes it make sense. You're going to alienate women. I mean, for example, you look at female sports now. Now you got transgender males that are becoming females, competing for world records that have been held by females for years. And you think that's okay. I'm sorry, what? And don't get me wrong. Whatever you do, it's between you and God. We understand that. But we're slowly seeing a society go away from having male and female. I mean, for example, what's the first thing people ask you when you're in a TikTok live? What's the first thing people ask you, Caitlin? What are your pronouns?
Oh, yeah, what are your pronouns? So I was, speaking of that, I was on Instagram a few days ago, and I was going to put something in my bio because I deleted what I had because people I didn't know was friending me, and I don't even know them, you know. But anyway, and it said, under, right before you get the bio, it said pronouns.
Wow. I was that's like, just really? Crazy. Let's just hope society goes a different route. But anyways, that'll do it for this episode. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see you in the next episode. We hope you have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
This is the moment three people find a newborn inside a garbage bag at this dumpster.
Their collective quick response to this emergency, including notification of 911, was absolutely pivotal in saving this baby's life.
Police say the trio was just going through the trash looking for anything of value. They called 911 after discovering the baby boy, who they say was there for about 6 hours.
When they heard what they thought was a baby crying, they thought it may have been a dog or a kitten, so they removed a black trash bag. They opened it and they saw that it was a human baby.
Surveillance video of a young woman tossing the black garbage bag into the dumpster and her license plate number led police in Hobbs, New Mexico, to 18-year-old Alexis Avila.
She said she was not aware that she was pregnant until January 6, 2022, when she sought medical attention for abdominal pain and constipation. She further explained that she panicked, did not know what to do or who to call. She stated that she then cut the umbilical cord, wrapped the baby in a towel, and placed the baby inside a white trash bag containing some trash.
Avila has been arrested and charged with attempted murder and child abuse. Police are reminding folks of safe haven laws.
A person may leave an infant with the staff of a safe haven site without being subjected to criminal prosecution for abandonment or abuse if the infant was born within 90 days of being left at the safe haven site.
The baby was airlifted to a hospital in Lubbock, Texas for special care. In a statement to Inside Edition, the public defender representing Avila said, Alexis is barely 18 herself. Whatever happened is already a tragedy for her family and the community. As humans, we should practice compassion as we wait for the justice system to work. This is Inside Edition Digital.
Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.